Bethany Frankel joins us on the air. She's from The Real Housewives of New York City. Season 10 is now on Foxtel and also streaming on Hey You. Always looks $1 million.
Oh, you look amazing.
Hi.
Love you, Bethany.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm wonderful. Do you remember when I was on, I think it was like 4 years ago.
It was. It was a while back.
We had such a laugh, I remember.
I know. It was so much fun having you in. I've been watching, because I watch Real Housewives of New York. Yeah. I've been watching you and, what's the real estate show that you've been doing?
Oh, Frederick. Bethany and Frederick.
Bethany and Frederick. I'm addicted to that as well.
I love that.
I'll
Frederick
watch anything
guy.
With you in it because I think you're so interesting to watch. You're a very strong woman. You're not afraid to speak your mind, which I love.
Not.
I could learn a thing or two from you, I reckon.
Well, aren't you the same?
A little bit, but then there's a times like in business where I'm not probably as assertive as you are, and I'd like to be.
I think that many women are caught up in the, especially now with the whole Me Too movement, in the man-woman thing. I have never thought. Like, just the way I don't see race or I don't see gender.
Yeah.
People have said to me, what do you think about the pay differences and, you know, what about the glass ceiling? And I just say, be better than the men. I don't think about it. I just think if you have a great idea and you can execute it, then it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman.
I agree. I think the same. I don't see people. I always treat people exactly the same, male, female.
It's whoever can do the job the best, right?
Whatever.
Done.
And be the best at it.
Rise to the top. And if you're worried about what other people are getting, then you're probably not focusing on the right thing. If you're looking at that wall in front of you like Michael Phelps to swim and get there first, then you're going to get there first. If you're looking in the lanes next to you, you'll be slow.
Is that your drug-addicted swimming champion?
I just use it because he's a very fast swimmer. I just use that as an analogy because I think about swimming. You have to stay in your lane, and be focused.
Yeah.
And if you're looking to the right or the left, you're going to slow down.
Do you ever worry about what people think of you? Because sometimes you won't be afraid to tell someone where to go. Get it done now. I don't care.
I don't. And I know that as a woman, as a businesswoman, people do say if a woman's a bitch, she gets shit for it. And if a man is, he can get away with it.
Yes.
I no longer really think about that anymore. It is what it is. I'm not easy to work for, but I'm totally fair and fun. But it's not, you know, it's not show friends. It's show business.
And
you know, I'm a hard worker. And I like to execute and get things done. So, no, I don't. I don't like when something's misrepresented.
Mm-hmm.
Or also, from a business standpoint, I want to be a role model to people and women in particular. So I don't like when there's some rumor or something that you have to get caught up in that might slow that down.
Right. Yeah.
And also, you know, the tables are hot right now in business, so I press my bets. I don't want some sort of scandal or anything negative to slow that down.
Yeah. Slow your roll. You didn't want that.
No, because I don't want to do this forever, and I don't need to be relevant. I don't need to be famous. But if right now, like I said, the tables are hot, I'm going to preserve that, keep it going, as long as it goes.
And when you've made a lot of money, though. Like, a lot of money, right?
I've made a good...
I don't want to embarrass
you. No, I've made a lot of money. I've made a lot of money, and I have another transaction that's imminent right now where I'll make more because I kept Skinny Girl. People think I sold it. I own Skinny Girl. I just don't own fully the alcohol. So someone wants to come in to acquire the rest and still keep me in again.
Oh, I see. Wow. Very clever.
Good deal.
And it's important to me to be a strong businesswoman and that type of role model for others to educate them in business.
What motivates you with the money side of things? So you've just, we know with Skinny Girl, that was a very, very, very big transaction.
Yes.
This was a, like a margarita or something, wasn't it?
It was originally, I created the first ever low-calorie, ready-to-drink margarita, and then it expanded into wines and vodkas. And
so it's an empire now.
It's a small empire, yes, and growing. I'm now, you have to know when to hold them and when to fold them. You can't, that first time, some people said I shouldn't have partnered and sold, but I did it for the street cred. I did it because I would have been swallowed by larger competitors. And now I'm kind of at that phase again where I think that the brand is as far as it can go by myself. So a big, major player has come in now and wants to take it globally to the next level. And here, looking at myself on the back of buses here, I didn't even know that I was relevant here. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm on the back of a bus. I now realize that I need some muscle and distribution to take it to the next level again. Yeah. You have to know when
to kick it up a notch.
You know, you have to know. You have to know when to sit back and when to, you know, press the gas.
Yeah. Now, Jackie has been sitting back most of her life waiting for a opportunity to drop in her lap. That's not how it works, though.
Is that really true? Are you saying that? Or are you joking?
No,
she's
waiting.
No, I'm not, actually.
You're not waiting. What have you done?
this job.
This job is pretty good.
But I guess I could make more of it.
You want to monetize it and you haven't figured out how.
Well, no, I have. It's just that do I have the... I don't know if I want to come home after this doing this job and then keep working all day.
Guess what? It's a lot. Yeah. I have to say it's a lot and you have to be honest about it because... It is a lot, and you have to be so organized.
I know.
And so able to delegate, because that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
She hasn't got that.
I have an issue with delegation.
But by the way, it's as important to know that, because some people come in and just have a good idea, and they think that's all it takes, and they get swallowed up.
So what you're saying is Jackie working here 3.5 hours a day, laughing, playing songs, smoking cigarettes, and having a chat, and then wanting to go home and relax is not the idea of how a business
I would say through. If I were Jackie, I would monetize this in, you know, the Instagram stuff, the appearances when they pay you to hold a tea or something.
See, that's what I hate doing that.
But I would say take the change on the floor while you go, because it's not going to last forever.
What do you think of
paid Instagram posts? I can't do it.
I'm not really all about that unless it's authentically something that I like.
That's what I reckon.
But sometimes you say, oh, it's easy money if it's something I like. But
I've got an idea.
What?
Oh, Bethany, you will probably agree with me. Maybe Jackie could do a range of swimwear for mums who have not put themselves back together again after the baby.
What would you call that?
Thanks, by the way, for the idea.
Hey, but obviously, Bethany,
loving that.
Hey, guy, man, we're rolling on this, Jackie.
Oh, yeah, well, you do. You this roll together.
I don't know. What would you call that? I can't come up with everything for her. Maybe you come up with the
I don't think she looks like this, but if I were doing messy mum. I think she looks beautiful.
Messy mum.
Oh, my God, you've nailed it. It's a billion-dollar idea. Jackie, roll with it.
Messy mum.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what? I'm liking the sound of it.
By the way, I think they would actually sell messy mum bikinis.
I reckon they would too.
You know what sucks? Trying to be perfect. It's great to get older and just say, this is it. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is it. This is what my ass looks like.
Yeah. And your
ass is amazing.
My ass looks good, but it's not what I focus on because
Should we have an ass off to see whose ass is better?
I'd rather not, thanks.
Let's all take our pants off and see what happens.
Now, do you have any Australian friends that you're going to catch up with while you're here, or do you not know anyone?
No, it turns out I have some Australian connections. So
really?
Sia is a really good friend of mine.
Is she?
Oh, yeah, we know her. She's
and
lovely.
I didn't even know who she was. I met her in L.A. at Mark Burnett's house, and she told me that she was a fan. We kept in touch, and I went to her house in Palm Springs, which was beautiful, and she was singing by the pool, and I'm like, wow. And I didn't know who she was, and she told me all the people that she's written songs for. I'm like, holy shit, wow, you're real.
It's a big deal.
And we went to TJ Maxx. Like, do you know what TJ Maxx is?
Yes.
For 4 hours, she put me on this dating site. We were crying laughing.
Are you still looking for a partner?
Yeah, why not?
I just assumed that you'd be snatched up by some...
No, I mean, I've got suitors, but I mean, I'm not settling.
Right.
I'm not settling.
Don't settle for second best.
No, enough now. I've done enough. I've made enough mistakes, and now it's either alone or additive.
What is your ideal man? You must have it in your mind, because everything else you've got all perfectly happening in your
world. Someone who's smart, who's funny, and who can handle me.
Right.
You know, someone who's a partner. I'm really looking for a partner, a teammate. So it's not, you know, I'm not carrying their weight. They're not carrying mine. Yeah. That we can have conversations about, you know, life, love, and business. Mm. So I'm looking for a partner.
It's hard. It's got to be hard to find because you're a strong, intelligent, wealthy woman. So to get a
it's
match
not that
on
easy,
that.
But yeah. I'm okay.
You forgot beautiful. Beautiful should eclipse all those things.
All of those.
But I also, this guy that I met in Chicago, I met this guy like as a romantic interest.
Yeah.
His name is Trevor.
Was he a black man?
Because his name was Trevor.
No, I pictured a black man for some reason.
No.
Sometimes I get a psychic thing.
That's really, well, he's as white as your
white
ass.
As white.
So
right.
now,
white
your
as
psychic powers, he's as
it's
white
off,
as your
it's
ass.
Off. Yeah,
yes,
fair
it's
enough,
off
fair
today.
Enough. Okay.
So I met him in Chicago, and we, you know, we were supposed to go out, and we ended up seeing each other one time, and he'd been texting me, and he's a producer in L.A.
Right.
So he told me that he was married before. He's divorced. He was married to this girl named Meghan Markle from the TV show Suits.
I said, okay.
So 6 months later, I'm like, holy shit, your ex is going to be a princess.
I know.
Is that crazy?
That's amazing.
Crazy.
So he pitched me a TV show idea to produce together about a bunch of business women, which we, I think, are going to do together. And he called me here and he said, would you go out with one of my clients? So this woman, Celeste Barber, and I are having lunch today.
Yeah, right. You.
Yeah, so she, I didn't know who she was either, because I don't even know who I am, but she's apparently a big deal also. Yes. She's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Who is this woman?
She's an Instagram woman who as you guys would say, takes a piss out of celebrities.
So any photo a celebrity does, she'll copy it, but she does it in a real, like, real way. Instead
of
making
fabulous
it,
job.
Making it, she's become very popular.
It's only been 18 months. She had an Instagram account, and she has millions of followers.
Wow.
And so you'll see Kim Kardashian putting her lipstick on, and then Celeste will do the same picture, but, like, shaving her mustache.
Yes.
So, you know, so she's really making fun of herself.
Yeah.
But she's. I'm having lunch with her today. So
wait, what's happening with the brother? Is he just the ex of Meghan Markle? Was
it? That didn't work out.
He lives in LA. I live in New York.
Yeah.
We kind of met one time.
That's
we
it.
Know
one
we haven't
up.
Slept together. We haven't
no
hooked
kissing,
up.
Kissing. Nothing.
Do you see anything there? Or?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't even think about it. I mean, I.
Do you like that blonde permie look? Because that guy's got a blonde permie vibe.
And he looks a little bit like my ex, which
does
scares
he?
Me.
You have a type.
I don't know. Maybe.
No.
We bypassed.
Don't want to go down
the romantic. We bypassed the romantics and went into the business. But I don't know. There's something there. There's something salacious about doing a TV project with Meghan Markle's ex.
Yeah, I know. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I like it. There's a little sizzle there. There's something.
Totally.
I could make chicken salad out of that chicken shit for sure. You know what I mean?
I reckon you can make it work better.
Right? I feel like there's something there.
Now, the big question here is, will Jackie be taking up the brilliant offer of
messy mums?
Messy mums.
You know what? I'll look into it.
All right, let's. Yeah, I don't think it's a terrible idea.
I don't.
Me neither.
And I think this Celeste could be inspiration because got a lot of followers because she's showing that these celebrity moms try to act like they're just
perfect.
Like us. And
yeah.
she's saying, not so much.
Not.
I really am a mom.
Now, what I'm going to do is I will give you, Jackie, I'll keep 40% of the messy mums idea.
Because you were just sitting here?
Because I
had nothing to do with
I'll
the idea.
I glued this up. No, but obviously, you and I will keep 40 together.
Okay.
20 each.
I feel like
I don't
I'm
know
getting
that she should
over.
Have a controlling percentage.
I think you're right.
Okay, I think it should be 60-40.
Okay,
60-40.
All right, 60-40. All right.
You get 40, Jackie does all the work and pays all the money.
I think I'll
see
be doing a lot of the work, if you want to be honest.
But you get all your Instagram friends to do
it. Yeah. No, I think I'll be doing a lot of the work. It's fine. I'm willing to do it.
Okay.
Know thyself.
That's a deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so 60 for you, 40 for me, and Jackie can just be the face of it.
Perfect.
I'll just get nothing.
We'll put her in a wave.
No, I think she's beautiful. She'd be
she
good. We need
beautiful.
Her. We
she
need her. I think 60 for us and 40 for her.
Okay.
And I do all the work. And,
what do I do?
But
nothing.
You have this platform.
I did not. I did this. I'll,
no, aren't
I'll
you like a big deal in Australia?
Yeah.
So you
biggest.
Have to, whore it out. You're the whore.
I'll be the whore.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll be the whore. You're the face.
You'll be the messy mom. I'll be the business whore. Business messy mom. That's how it works.
And that is how you put a business deal together.
100% deal.
With Bethany Frankel.
Bethany, thanks for joining us. The Real Housewives of New York City season 10 on Foxtel and streaming on Hey You.
Nice to see you.
Nice
again.
To see you too. I can't wait to come back. Find reasons for me to come back.
No.
Can I tell you what I feel about Australia? Like
yes,
Sydney?
Please.
It's LA without the douchebags.
Yeah.
I agree
too.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, I love it so much. I love it here. The second time in a row. I thought it was a fluke the first time. The food is phenomenal.
Yes.
The cultural influence, the coffee, everything's amazing.
The coffee's good.
Yeah, I just love it here.
Have you taken an Australian lover ever before?
No, and I have to work on that.
Okay, well,
can a guy just go up to you and say,
find me someone. Don't you guys know somebody?
Yeah, I know plenty of people, but
my age range is 19 to 90.
19 to 90. That fits within my friend group.
So can you try?
I know them all.
Yeah, all right.
I'll organize.
I'm here for a couple of days, and then I'm in Auckland.
Okay,
so that's how we love the best. Sorry. Did you want to say something? Sorry, our New Zealand producer. We've got a.
I'd like a guy in Auckland too.
What's wrong?
I was just going to say, Adam's been smiling really nicely.
Adam,
the whole interview.
The shiverer.
Yeah,
no, thank
he's
you.
Single.
No,
he's so young. How old are you? Well, he fits in the 19 to 90.
Yeah,
he's
come over here, Adam.
Closer to the 19.
Yeah, but he's got a tick. He's got a weirdo thing.
What is it?
Shivers uncontrollably when you talk about sex.
Is that true?
Yes. Yeah,
with a woman? Sex with a woman you shiver uncontrollably?
No. Just, it seems to happen when conversation in here happens without sex.
You just get excited and nervous at the same time.
It's some sort of Tourette's.
He flips out like he's got some sort of problem.
Yeah. I understand.
I'm glad you
told the whole entire universe about it.
We bring it up all the time.
Yeah.
Every time it happens, we acknowledge
you're
it.
You're circumcised though, right?
No.
Oh,
Australian men are not circumcised?
No, they are.
No.
A lot of them are.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, I'm open to give somebody a circumcision while I'm here. You know what I mean?
Adam, get yourself ready. There she is, Bethany Frankel. Nice to see you again,
you too,
as
thank
always.
Thank you,
Bethany. All right, coming up soon.
Hashtag messy moms.
We love it. Priscilla Queen of the Desert Tickets. If you want them, call us at 1065.